Friday. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a UW study finds that tribal forests in northern Wisconsin are healthier and more diverse than the public lands around them. We'll find out why. First, House Speaker Paul Ryan reinstated Father Patrick Conroy as the chaplain for the House of Representatives yesterday. In April, Conroy issued a letter of resignation from the position he's held for roughly 7 years. In an interview with the New York Times, Conroy said that he was asked to resign by Ryan's office. Now he's withdrawn that resignation. Some members of Congress from both parties have criticized Speaker Ryan over the incident, and there are dueling stories over what led up to all of this. Melanie Zanona is a congressional reporter for The Hill. She's been following this story. Melanie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
There are twists and turns, Melanie, and I'll admit I haven't exactly followed all of what's gone on here. Give us the timeline. What happened when?
Well, it has been quite a whirlwind over the last couple of weeks. It started with, I believe, 2 weeks ago is when it was publicly announced that Chaplain Conroy would be retiring. We thought it was a voluntary retirement. A short press release was put out. And then it was around this time last week that my colleagues and I on The Hill started hearing that it wasn't a voluntary retirement. It was actually a forced resignation. We broke part of the story last Thursday. It ignited an absolute firestorm on Capitol Hill. There was outrage from members of both parties. And even though the lawmakers are out of town this week in Washington, the controversy really hasn't died down. And in fact, yesterday, as you mentioned, the chaplain himself decided to withdraw his resignation, sort of putting Paul Ryan into a corner and ultimately leading the speaker to reinstate the chaplain.
What do we know about who had pushed Father Conroy to resign?
Well, there's a couple different sides to this story, right? So Speaker Ryan has largely defended the decision. He has said, look, I heard complaints from Republican members saying they didn't feel like their pastoral needs were being met. They didn't feel like there was enough outreach. You know, I personally spoke to a few members who didn't really want to go on the record or were just speaking on background, just sort of detailing some of their interactions with the chaplain that, you know, they felt like maybe he was sort of more aligned with Democrats. He is Catholic, but he's a Jesuit Catholic, which is a more liberal sect. But then you have Democrats and even some Republicans who were saying they believe that it was a prayer that was perceived as critical of the GOP tax law, which is the real reason why Speaker Ryan's office was upset with him. And it was the chief of staff for Ryan, Jonathan Birx, who delivered the message. You know, this is all coming from the chaplain as well in the New York Times interview, that his chief of staff delivered the message that, hey, knock it off, you're being too political. And they believe that is really what ultimately led to him getting pushed out.
Let's give a listen to some of that speech from back in November that Conroy had cited as one of the reasons he was asked to resign. Here's a listen.
As legislation on taxes continues to be debated this week and next, may all members be mindful that the institutions and structures of our great nation guarantee the opportunities that have allowed some to achieve great success while others continue to struggle. May their efforts these days guarantee that there are not winners and losers under new tax laws, but benefits balanced and shared by all Americans.
So as I understand it, Father Conroy said, and you were just alluding to this, to the New York Times, that Paul Ryan's chief of staff referred back to that specific speech and asking for his resignation. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And that has been the source of contention here. The Speaker's office said this has nothing to do with a prayer, a political reason. This is more of a personnel issue. They just felt like there wasn't enough spiritual guidance being given, and it was time for, you know, time for a change is the way the Speaker's office reportedly described it to people behind closed doors. But then you have the chaplain himself in this fiery letter that he sent to the Speaker yesterday saying he felt that he was pushed out for political reasons, including the tax law, and he accused Chief of Staff Jonathan Birx of saying something to the effect of it's time for a non-Catholic to fill the role, which obviously, the Speaker's office has pushed back vehemently against this. They say there was no anti-Catholic sentiment, that Jonathan Birx remembers the conversation differently. But I think there are still a lot of questions among Democrats. You know, what really led to this decision? What was motivating Speaker Ryan's decision? I mean, it was this huge unforced error and really unusual for someone like Speaker Ryan, who's so disciplined. So I think that even though the chaplain is reinstated, this issue isn't necessarily going to die down that quickly.
Melanie Zanona is a congressional reporter for The Hill. We're talking about the resignation and subsequent unresignation of the chaplain of the House of Representatives. Melanie, it seems like it's unclear, even to a lot of people who are involved, who could fire the House chaplain. It's not clear exactly who his boss is when it comes to a personnel decision.
Right, and that's the other thing here, is that Speaker Ryan did not fire the chaplain, to be clear. He asked for the resignation letter, and the chaplain tendered that resignation letter. Granted, he felt like he was being forced to do that, and that's why he ultimately yesterday decided to withdraw that resignation. But there's a lot of questions around whether the Speaker would have had the power to fire him. I was reading the House rules yesterday, and it very specifically states that the House elects a sergeant-at-arms, a clerk, an administrative officer, and a chaplain. And then it says the Speaker has the power to remove the administrative officer, the sergeant-at-arms, and the clerk, but it does not make any mention of the chaplain. A reading of that would lead you to believe that it was intentional, that it was left out that the chaplain could not be fired by the Speaker. So I think it's really unclear. But at this point, it doesn't even really matter because the Speaker ultimately accepted the resignation, the unresignation, and decided not to pick a public battle with the chaplain. But like I said, the Democrats are going to want some more concrete answers here and possibly even look to maybe put some legislation or some language in the spending bill that would possibly make it more clear about exactly what the role of the Speaker is when it comes just being able to fire as the chaplain.
I wanted to ask what the role of the chaplain is. What exactly is involved in this gig? Saying the prayer from time to time, obviously. What else does the House chaplain do?
That is a really good question, and it's one I've gotten a lot since this story broke. You know, a lot of people were surprised to learn there even was a House chaplain. Their primary duty is delivering a prayer at the beginning of each session, every day that Congress is in session. But they're also supposed to be a sort of spiritual leader of the House. They're supposed to give guidance to members, reach out to members, be someone that these members can go to, can lean on while they're in Washington, D.C. But it is important to note that these are not supposed to be political positions. It's someone that is supposed to be completely nonpartisan. So if there was any sense that members were feeling that he was more aligned with Democrats, that could be problematic. But at the end of the day, most of the members that I talked to said they were on both sides of the aisle, said they were very happy with the chaplain.
And it seems like what often happens is the chaplain will often bring in a guest person from a different faith, a different denomination, to deliver that prayer. Is that how it often works?
That's exactly right. And in fact, there was a Muslim cleric that was brought to deliver the prayer at one point, and that also was cited by sources to me in last week is a reason why they thought some Republicans, especially some of these more conservative, Baptist, Southern Republicans, were sort of upset by that. But look, this has been done in the past, even before Chaplain Conroy. It's not unusual. It's very common, as you mentioned. So this shouldn't have been a shock or a surprise to many members that it was done. I think there is just a lot of speculation right now about what really caused the firing, because it is such a usual, mysterious thing to happen in the House. So that has left a lot of rumors swirling, a lot of speculation. But at the end of the day, only Ryan really knows the true motivation behind his decision.
And Melanie, what are you watching for on this story going forward?
Well, just today we saw the Catholic League call on Jonathan Birks, the chief of staff for Ryan, to resign. Other Catholic groups do not feel that way. They have been very supportive of the chief of staff. Ryan's office has made clear Birks isn't going anywhere. But it'd be interesting to see whether Democrats, when they come back to Washington, if they start to either call for Birks to resign or if they call for other reforms. You can guarantee that Democrats don't want to let this issue die down. They're going to make a stink out of it. They want to create as many bad headlines for the Speaker as they can. So that's definitely something we'll be watching in the days to come.
Melanie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Melanie Zanona is a congressional reporter for The Hill. She joined us to talk about the reinstatement of House Chaplain Father Patrick Conroy and the controversy over Speaker Paul Ryan's office requesting the chaplain's resignation.